Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NFL playoffs begin today with four pairs of wild cards ready to be dealt into the second round, where a quartet of aces awaits. Here to shuffle the weekend wildcard deck is Greg Doyle of CBSSports.com. Greg, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Today's first game features Houston, a team that for a time appeared destined for greatness, but which lost its last three regular season games, and Cincinnati, a team that some say is overdue for a postseason breakthrough. So, who messes up less and wins this game, the Texans or the Bengals?
I think the Texans, because you're asking me a question about messing up and less, and the Bengals are involved, not them. So the Texans. But Andre Johnson is coming back for the Texans. They're superstar receiver, and they're playing at home. And I like them to win because I really kind of like the Bengals to lose.
New Orleans will host Detroit in tonight's game. After a 10-6 regular season, Detroit is in the postseason for the first time since 1999. And boy, have they had some low points since then. Are the Lions new and improved enough to have any shot against the Saints?
No, and that's too bad for the Lions because they're really good, but they're playing one of the two teams that they can't beat, the Packers, the other one. So they can't win this game. They gave up 480 passing yards, did the Lions, last week to Green Bay's backup quarterback, Matt Flynn or Fred Lynn or, you know, somebody threw for 480. What is Drew Brees going to do to them at home? Yeesh.
I really wondered what Fred Lynn had done since his glory days in Boston, and now I know.
Right. Jim Rice is the defense coordinator, I think.
In tomorrow's early game, Atlanta will be in New York. I have no insight into this game at all, so I call on you, the expert, to say something about that pairing.
You know, of the four wild card games, that's the one that I would like to play that card to, no insight. But the one insight that I do have is if it's close, the Giants will win. Eli Manning is embattled, and some people still aren't sold on him, and I get it. But in the fourth quarter this year, he's been spectacular. He's got the highest passer rating in the fourth quarter of any quarterback, more touchdown passes than anybody. You know, if the game's close, and it will be at home, he'll pull it out.
Finally, in the fourth game of Wild Card Weekend, the one that you will attend tomorrow, Denver hosts Pittsburgh. Most people predict the Steelers' defense will have an easy time against a Broncos offense that has struggled over the last few weeks. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, but also Denver's defense will have an easy time with Pittsburgh's offense because Roethlisberger's hurt and their star running back, Mendenhall, won't play with a bad knee. It might be the first team to score three wins. First field goal wins. I like the Steelers to win. I like Kent Tecolvi with the save, 3-2.
I've never had a football conversation that is spread out into baseball so often. That's great. Are claims that this game will determine Tim Tebow's future with the Broncos on the mark?
Maybe. You know, that's the thing. This is so fluid. You had John Elway, the Broncos VP, just a week ago saying, Tebow's our guy. We're going to go forward with him. He's our quarterback next year. Well, and then Tebow proceeds to go 6-for-22 against the Chiefs. And I have a hard time believing, as magical as that run has been for the Broncos until they lost the last couple of games, I have a hard time believing if Tebow lays another 6-for-22 kind of egg in the playoffs and they lose at home to the Steelers, that he's just their de facto quarterback next year. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Let's focus for a minute on a team that failed to make the playoffs. The San Diego Chargers responded to elimination by firing the cause of all their recent problems. They let go rookie defensive coordinator Greg Minuski, so they should be in the Super Bowl next year, right?
Yeah, but they're bringing back Norv Turner and the GM, and that's like Einstein talked about, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. In the Chargers' defense, their results have been changing. They went from 13-3 to 9-7 this year. They're 8-8. You know, next year they're bearing down on 6-10.
The Indianapolis Colts, who are used to postseason success and to the presence of Peyton Manning, posted the worst record this season. They fired their vice chairman and general manager, but they get the number one pick. So all is well in Indy, right?
They've got the toughest decision I've ever seen. I mean, it's brutal. If you're going to be cold-hearted about it, it's actually pretty easy. Peyton Manning's 35, turning 36. He didn't play last year. His neck issue might be such that he never plays again. On the surface, you release that guy. You draft Andrew Luck, who's said to be the best quarterback prospect since Elway. and you move on. But in the real world, Peyton Manning is a legend and a hero, and also has a hospital in his name in Indianapolis. And just to unceremoniously dump him, I'm not sure the Colts can do that, but they absolutely have to do that. And maybe that's why they got rid of the GM. I'm guessing it is. Either he was going to get rid of Peyton and the owner didn't want it, or the GM wasn't going to get rid of Peyton and the owner wants to get rid of Peyton. In any event, I'm sure the Peyton Manning story is why Bill Polian's gone.
Speaking of Indianapolis, the Super Bowl will be held there in just 4 weeks. Is Indy a good choice for a host city?
I live in Cincinnati. I'm about 90 miles from Indianapolis. I love the Midwest, but I got to say no. Hurts me to say that, but it's too cold, for one thing. Downtown doesn't have enough hotels, as far as I can tell. Beautiful stadium, though, but I think the idea of a logistical nightmare happening for weather or hotel reasons, very good.
Green Bay, San Francisco, Baltimore, and New England await this weekend's winners. Which of those teams looks strongest to you with the postseason upon us?
Oh, the Packers. They're almost unbeatable. I think the only team that has a shot against them is the Saints, and they'll play first team to 60 wins, and the Packers will get there first, and they'll move on. I don't see anybody else. Even the 49ers, as tough as Jim Harbaugh is, although he had a weenie touchdown the other day, fake field goal, Michael Crabtree, you're going to go towards the sideline like you're going out of bounds, but then you're just going to stand there and hope nobody notices you. Then we're going to throw you the ball in the end zone. That's a weenie way to score. I'm disappointed in Jim Harbaugh. For that reason alone, I say they can't win the Super Bowl because weenies aren't allowed. So, yeah, the Packers are going to do it all.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and he joins Only a Game from time to time to talk pro football. Thank goodness for that. Thanks again, Greg.
Thanks, Bill.